Time to have our debut chat with the new man in charge of the Oregon football program. From Florida to Bowling Green, Kentucky, Palo Alto, Tampa, now Eugene. Our pleasure to welcome in Willie Taggart. Coach Taggart, thanks for the time. How's it going?
I am doing excellent. Doing excellent. Excited to be here.
So there's a lot of coaching jobs in this country, but just 64 of Power 5 conferences. Has it settled in now? How you feeling about having one of those gigs?
Really excited about it, you know, and to be honest with you, I still don't think it hit me yet that I am the head football coach at the University of Oregon. But I know it will here soon. But it's just been a whirlwind today, but a lot of excitement. And I think when some of the excitement rolls off of and it hit me, hey, you're the head coach. You know, you better get to work for sure.
So you come from the Sunshine State into this. What was your first thought when you got off the plane?
Well, it was a little chilly when you got here. But I'm accustomed to it, being in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Very similar this time of year. Not much rain, but it's usually cold up there. But being down in Florida, the blood, got a little warm there, been down there, so got to get accustomed to it once again. But one thing I know is that we have some nice jackets here that we can go out and stay warm.
I like it. See the bright side. So 12 days ago, you're the coach of the Bulls. You beat Central Florida, obviously an Oregon connection there with Coach Frost in Orlando. So if after the game somebody came up to you and said, in less than 2 weeks you're going to be packing your bags for Eugene, Oregon, what do you think your reaction would have been?
Wow. Wow. Awesome. You know, awesome. Again, when this opportunity came, it was just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And always said that I didn't want to leave South Florida unless I had a chance to win a national championship. And I see that as an opportunity here and something that we can get done here at the University of Oregon.
We're talking with the new head football coach, Willie Taggart. And we get these things kind of happen quickly, but the process, do you – kind of take us through when you first started to seriously consider making this move and what you found attractive enough to take this job and uproot your life and head to the Pacific Northwest.
Well, again, it goes back to having an opportunity to win a national championship and being out at Stanford and playing against Oregon. You've seen it each year I was here and how good they were. And not too long ago, this program was playing in the college football playoff. And so that tells you it can be done here. Now, it's not just going to happen just because. It's going to take a lot of work to get it done. But with all the resources we have and being able to go nationally to recruit and those things, the sky's the limit of what this program can do.
For those who don't know, Coach Taggart, a heck of a quarterback, took Western Kentucky to the D2 playoffs in 97, twice a Peyton Award finalist. Also had a running back most know as He Hate Me, Rod Smart of XFL fame. But you were coached by Jack Harbaugh, and you got into coaching the year after you finished playing. What are some of the things you learned from Coach Harbaugh that you pass on to your players?
I think from a discipline standpoint, just making sure guys are accountable to all of their actions, you know, and Coach Harbaugh didn't let anyone make excuses, you know, and that's something that he instilled in me and something that I can't stand from anybody is making excuses for anything. You know, it's on us to get it done, and you're capable, so don't make excuses. Go out and do something. But Coach Harbaugh, he's a leader of men, and again, the way he changed my life really is what made me decide that I want to get into coaching, because I felt like if he can do that to me, I felt like I can influence and change a lot of people's lives.
Now, you've done this twice before, 2010 at your alma mater, Western Kentucky, 2013, South Florida, and now, so come – kind of your process from this point forward, what are the steps you take to, you know, put together your coordinators and your entire staff?
Well, there's a lot of phone calls. There's a lot of folks that want jobs, you know, and I know for me personally, the most important hire for me is the defensive coordinator, so I want to make sure that I go out and get the very best defensive coordinator that I can get and making sure it's the right fit for what we want to build here, and then put together staff, a staff of a group of men that not only could coach but can also capture the hearts and minds of our players and help them grow and be a great mentor to our players. That is so important to me, You got to be a great mentor if you're going to be on the staff. We got to take care of the players, but we also got to hold them accountable and help them reach their dreams and goals and aspirations in life.
A couple final thoughts for new Duck football coach Willie Taggart. As a married guy with three young kids, it's probably understood with the kind of aspirations you have that moving is part of the deal. But still, when an opportunity comes up like this, is that still kind of an interesting conversation at the dinner table that we're thinking about moving diagonally across the country?
Well, it is. we constantly talk about my career and things that I would like to get accomplished and things that I would like for my family as well. You know, so my wife and I, we constantly talk about those things. So when those times come, we're not surprised or spooked by what's going on. But even when that time do come, and even though you do talk, it changes sometimes hard, but it's the only constant that we all have, and remind each other of that. And as long as we're moving forward, and we've been fortunate throughout my career to move forward in the career, and it's another opportunity to move forward and opportunity to accomplish some of the things that I want to get accomplished as a coach.
All right, last thought for those who have not seen your teams, be it at Western or more recently at South Florida, how would you describe your style of offense, assuming you'll be implementing your version of the spread?
We're gonna be physical. We're going to go fast. You're going to see a lot of different formations, speed on the football field, being aggressive. But I think when you look at our entire football team overall, you're going to see tough, highly competitive guys on the football field that love to play the game. And the way they play is going to show by the way they play the game.
Let me welcome you to town. I want to congratulate you on the new gig. I know almost everybody I'm talking to is real excited to see what you're going to do here. And obviously just getting started, so you and your family have a great holiday. And we really appreciate you finding some time today on a real busy day for you.
Well, I appreciate you, and happy holidays to you too. And go Ducks, and have a great day if you want to.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach.
All right, buddy. Bye now.